U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell is in the region, holding another round of talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. The two sides have been holding indirect talks on a Middle East peace settlement, with the possibility of eventually holding direct negotiations. Robert Dineen is a Middle East expert with the Council on Foreign Relations. He spoke with VOA about the Middle East peace process.
We're seeing a very great intensification of efforts to get the two parties into direct negotiations away from indirect talks that have been taking place over the last several months. Prime Minister Netanyahu was in Washington last week. He met with President Obama. They had extensive discussions, and clearly the focus of that discussion was how to get into direct negotiations. Fatah is exerting pressure on President Abbas in order to extract the best possible terms for going into direct negotiations. I think there's a general sense that we're close to getting to direct negotiations, that all parties want it, and where we are now, I think, is hammering out the terms. And we're in the end game there, and I think you'll see some tough rhetoric. But there is a general expectation we will move, because all parties need it. And if we don't move to negotiations before September, then there's some deadlines that will come up that will make moving to negotiations more difficult. We will see in late September the settlement moratorium that Israel has been enforcing over the last more than half year expire. You will see the term that the Arab League had provided to Abu Mazen, President Abbas, to negotiate expire as well. And you will see President Obama go to the UN General Assembly with a great deal of expectation that progress is being made. So that is the deadline they're up against. George Mitchell, the American envoy, is out there trying to close the gaps. I don't think it's inevitable that they will move to direct negotiations, but I would put my money on the expectation that they will and do so in the next month.
Okay, let's be optimistic. Let's say they've agreed to have direct negotiations. What next?
Then we're at the foot of a higher mountain, and there we start to talk about the real issues that divide the two parties. We move from procedural issues to the substantive issues, the core issues towards resolving the differences between Israelis and Palestinians that have bedeviled them for 100 years. So I don't think anyone should expect any rapid movement then. It will take some time, as there is in all negotiations, first for the parties to feel each other out, to get a sense of comfort, to get a sense of where the other party is really coming from. That takes time. And that may not be a terrible thing, because I think that this will also provide the American administration some time to get a sense of where the parties are, and also allow President Obama to focus on some other issues. And we do have the midterm elections, congressional elections coming up in November. So I think that we will see a period of intense negotiations, but I wouldn't expect to see any, you know, rapid agreements come out of that, but that would be natural.
What do you think are the major core issues that they will have to examine if they do have direct talks?
I think they will have to revisit the core issues that have beguiled Israeli-Palestinian negotiations since President Clinton brought the then Prime Minister Barak and Yasser Arafat to Camp David. It has to do with the final disposition of the West Bank and Gaza, the borders that would entail or encompass a Palestinian state, the future of Jerusalem, the future disposition and reconciliation or addressing the final disposition or claims of Palestinian refugees, security arrangements that would govern relations between Israel and the future Palestinian state. These are big issues. And finally, the renunciation of all claims. So these are issues that are the big core issues. They cut at the core identity for each side of their own existence. They require major political decisions and real courageous leadership on both the American as well as Israeli and Palestinian side.
Robert Dineen with the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.